Good morning. It's 9:30, and it's time to talk cars. And when we talk cars, we talk to Brad and Jason. How you doing, guys?
Hey, Tom, it's just Jason today.
Hey, just Jason. How Brad, are you?
I am doing really well. Brad took a couple of days off for spring break.
Uh-huh.
Took his family skiing, and hopefully they're enjoying the mountains and mountains of snow that came down in Colorado earlier this week.
Well, that's good. Hey, have you found somebody to give you a ride in that Bronco yet?
You know what? I got to drive the Bronco just a little bit the other day,
uh-huh.
And it is just darn fantastic. So what Tom is talking about is Dungy Sport mm-hmm. is starting to receive our first shipments of the Bronco Sport. And the Bronco Sport is it's an amazing little vehicle, and it's the little brother to what's coming down the pike here in the next couple of months, the full-size Bronco. And, Tom, both of these vehicles are just, if you are into an outdoor lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
the Bronco is going to be the vehicle for you. Ford has created a whole series of accessories that fit on both the Bronco and the Bronco Sport
mm-hmm.
that turn them into lifestyle mobiles. So, for instance, I believe we've got one Bronco right now that's tricked out to be a fishing mobile. Slots to put your rods, mm-hmm. cubbies to stash your gear. I know we've got on order another Sport that is going to be tuned in for people who are bicycle lifestylists. I'm really excited about this vehicle, and the full-size Bronco. It's going to be a little bit of a. You want to take the doors off? You can take the doors off. You want to take the top off? You can take the top off. You want to switch out hoods? You can switch out hoods. The Bronco is just an amazing vehicle, and what's kind of interesting, also, Tom, is the way that we're selling Broncos is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You actually go online at DungeonsFordOnline.com and link off to a page on the Ford website. And rather than walking the lot and picking out a vehicle, you're actually going to build your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if you're interested in a Bronco, these are such hot commodities that place your order now for the 2022 models. You're going to have a vehicle that is going to be built exactly to your specs, just for you, but it's a process of ordering and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit different for the car business.
It is. Usually you pick it out and see it and take it home, but this way it's customized to your specifications. I like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And another vehicle that we have on the ground that you order similarly is the Mustang Mach-E. And no, they have not let me touch the Mustang Mach-E because I think they're afraid I'll drive away with it. The Mach-E is the first of our all-electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tom, this thing is a rocket ship. Because it has electric motors, the motors are attached directly to the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no transmission. All of the power goes directly to the wheels. And so it has tremendous amounts of torque and tremendous amounts of takeoff. 0 to 60, I think, in 3.2 seconds, something to that effect.
Ooh.
It will make your head snap back. And this is just the first of the all-electrics that we're going to see over the next couple of years. The first one from Ford, and we're anticipating some all-electric coming down the pike from Toyota as well.
Mm. Wow.
And in fact, on the Toyota side, you know, Toyota is very big on hybrids. On the Toyota side, we have the new Toyota Sienna and the new Toyota Sequoia. Both of these vehicles are being converted to hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of the best of both worlds, because with a hybrid, you get the efficiency of an electric engine. Your gas mileage is fantastic, but you don't have the limitations in terms of driving range that you have with an all-electric.
Mm. That's true.
And then, yeah, and then the other thing that Toyota has coming down the pike that I personally am really excited about is the hydrogen fuel cell. So right now, Toyota has one vehicle in the U.S. market, the Mirai. They're pretty much restricted to the West Coast at this point, but these are vehicles that run on a hydrogen fuel cell. You combine some hydrogen with a catalyst, it splits off, creates an electric charge, and runs quietly and efficiently like a battery vehicle, but it really is actually combusting, in a way, hydrogen, or catalyzing hydrogen. And the great thing is, the only thing that comes out the tailpipe is water.
A droplet of water here and there.
That's right. So I'm eager to see those hit the mass market as well. And one of the things that has been sort of a roadblock, but a little hump that Toyota has had to work over with the hydrogen-powered vehicles is the storage of the hydrogen in a gas form. You know, we all remember the Hindenburg, and nobody wants to see cars blowing up. So,
oh, the humanity,
Toyota has developed
some
incredibly strong tanks to contain gaseous hydrogen, and they won't leak, they won't spill, they won't blow up, they won't rupture. But you're still dealing with a compressed gas, and it takes a little time to fill a tank. Recently, there's been a development. There's a German university that has just developed something that they're calling power paste. And this is a, it has sort of the consistency of caulk. And it, at standard pressure, you can force hydrogen into this goo. It holds the hydrogen, and then you meter it out on an as-needed basis. So it's eliminating the need to pressurize the hydrogen, and it will make filling up a hydrogen tank much more efficient.
Kind of like toothpaste in your tank.
Kind of like forcing hydrogen into toothpaste.
Yeah, I see that.
And they're already at a point where pound per pound, this will contain the same amount of energy or more energy than a pound of gasoline. So it really is it's an exciting time to be in the car business. There's a lot on
change.
The horizon in terms of new fueling sources, mm-hmm. New energy sources, and just the new equipment that they're putting on the cars.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So, hey, Tom, I did invite a guest on this morning.
Great.
To talk about elder care.
Yeah.
My friend Angie Thompson is on with us.
And my friend, too. Hi, Angie.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for letting me join in with Jason today. I appreciate it.
You guys are all, we're all family here today.
Yeah.
We really are. So Angie is the Director of Development over at Elder Care, and Elder Care has some really kind of neat programs coming up on the near horizon. But Angie, if people aren't aware, what is Elder Care? Who are you guys?
Well, thank you, Jason, for giving me an opportunity to showcase the unique advantages of elder care in Bartlesville. We've been in Bartlesville since 1983. Our primary focus group is going to be mature adults or those over the age of 60. We offer a variety of programs that are open to the community, such as physical therapy, speech therapy, the Bohan Health Clinic. Then we also have the Daybreak Adult Day Health, which is a wonderful opportunity for folks who may be providing care for a loved one, and they can bring their loved one to spend the day here. We offer painting, some exercise classes, games. But yeah, people can get on our website and take a look at the programs in greater detail. And our web address is abouteldercare.org. But, you know, I want to, first of all, thank the Dungess family of Ottos, Jason. You guys have been partnering with Elder Care for over 20 years, so thank you.
Well, we're very happy to be involved with Elder Care. It's such a great organization.
And I'd like to showcase, if it's okay, our Day of Giving that's coming up next Thursday.
This is
a brand new kind of experience. You know, we've all been shut up in our homes, and we're anxious to get out and test drive that Bronco and that Mustang. So maybe those folks who are wanting to get in their vehicles and drive a little bit can drive to Elder Care next Thursday. We're doing a drive-through fundraiser between 11 a.m. and 1 right here in our parking lot. We're having a lunch served by Shorty's Grill. It's a box lunch to go, and folks can order their lunch in advance and just drop by and pick up a lunch. It's great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
A chicken salad sandwich and a cup of soup. Make a donation while they're here. We've got some mementos to give away. And then to help us really strengthen and showcase some of our staff, Mary Lou Bork, who's a licensed clinical social worker, has a short video, and Josh Lindblom, who is our director of physical therapy, has a short video. So we've got lots of great things for folks to do that day. Just drive through, make a donation, pick up a lunch and mementos, and then go home and watch the video. So,
oh, that is fantastic. And so you guys are on Swan Drive, right?
Right, 1223 Swan Drive.
And this will be next Thursday from
next
11
Thursday,
to 1.
March 25th.
Just drive through over there. Is there a suggested donation?
Yeah, well, we're suggesting 35 or more, and that gets the box lunch. But I do need to say folks will need to reserve those lunches by Friday so that we have plenty for everyone.
Well, that's a good idea. So, because I know when you're dealing with food, it's going to go fast. So, how do I make a reservation?
Well, if you look on our website, that's abouteldercare.org. There's a drop-down menu called Giving Day, and folks can sign up right there on that Giving Day tab. They can make a donation. They can order lunch. They can just register. Or if they'd like to call us, I'm happy to visit with folks, and that's 918-336-8500. 918-336-8500. Or, you know, they can get on our website, abouteldercare.org, and look for the Giving Day tab.
Oh, that's great. So if you have an older parent, And you want to engage with Elder Care for some of your programming, what's the first step?
Well, I think probably a good idea would be to call and visit with the folks who answer the phone, or look on our website and preview in advance some of the programs we offer. We go into great detail talking about our adult day health, our caregiving services, the Brighter Living Home Services, and the physical therapy. So that's one way to start. But if someone didn't have access to the internet and they just wanted to have an assessment or just visit, with someone at Elder Care, just calling and asking, maybe come in and visit, set an appointment to come in and visit with our physical therapist, or set an appointment to come visit with the folks in our Bohan Health Clinic. Nurse practitioner Tracy Stuckey and Dr. Brad Jarrell are here. So that number again is 336-8500.
How has COVID affected your programming over the last, I guess, year now?
Yeah, it's crazy to think that it's been a year. But, you know, I'm so proud of the staff here. Our caregiving services have been working remotely from their homes in the last year. And let me just touch on a little bit about the level of safety that they go through every time they walk into a home. You know, they'll put on their personal protective gear, and they're still making those home calls, calling on the clients who need us the most.
Yeah.
And I don't know that people realize this, Jason, but, you know, with all of the restrictions and the shutdown, some of the folks that we serve live in rural communities, and their families can't come visit them. So we are the surrogate family. You know, we're the ones who are making the healthcare checks on behalf of the families, and we've been doing that for a year. And our caregivers have told us that they've seen a 25% increase in mental health issues from those folks who are living in the rural communities. I know how
wow.
I have felt, you know, with what little isolation I've had to
do. Yeah, if you were totally isolated.
Imagine.
Yeah,
you had spent
the last year, my wife and I were talking about this just the other night about there are people out there who've gone without a hug for a year.
Yeah, I know.
Without physical
contact. I can't imagine that. But, yeah, so our caregivers, you know, they're serving as surrogate family members in many cases. And I know how I would feel. Both of my parents are deceased, but I know how I would feel. It would just bring so much peace of mind to me and raise my comfort level to know that an agency like Elder Care, who's been in Northeast Oklahoma offering services like this for almost 40 years, you know, with this level of care and our reputation, it would raise my comfort level if I had to use an agency like Elder Care.
Considerably. So how over a year's period of time, about how many clients do you serve?
Almost 900, you know, and the level, the hours that we serve one-on-one is almost 100,000 hours.
Wow.
You know, we serve 10 counties, but almost 900 clients each year, and 35% of those families fall below the poverty line or live in rural communities. And even the folks that walk into Elder Care who receive, you know, treatment for physical therapy or speech therapy or at the clinic, I mean, even during COVID, the physical therapy department has expanded to rooms that are not being used, you know, to the big conference room. So they've got some of their workout equipment, not just in the their usual area, but they have tables.
That 6 foot distance.
right, you know, and we've been utilizing telehealth for the Bohan Clinic. And then in the daybreak area, they've restricted the number of clients that we've been able to see. But yeah, we've continued to operate throughout COVID. We held our flu shot clinic outdoors as a drive-by this year in the fall. You know, it's been an unusual year, and now that folks are receiving their vaccines, and you and I were talking about this before we went on the air, but who knew that receiving a flu vaccine was going to make us feel so joyful? But now, You know, now we're looking forward to travel again, and I've seen an increase in the number of folks who've walked in our building. You know, it's just a relief. It's a peace of mind. I'm really seeing the joy that's coming on people's faces, and the their spirits are being lifted as they realize that in a few weeks we're all going to be able to see each other again instead of across the table.
It is very exciting. Well, how much of your funding comes through donation? You're pretty heavily dependent on fundraising and events, aren't you?
We are, and you know, we're still exercising a great deal of caution this year. We've canceled our Good Bad Barbecue again. We did that last year, but you know, we just want to be super safe with our friends, and so we've canceled it this year. And you know, of course, we really hope that folks who support that event would consider making their donation to Elder Care, in spite of the fact that we can't meet face-to-face. But we rely heavily on donations from individuals each year, and we have an enormous group of people who are loyal to our mission and our cause and our purpose. They're loyal to Elder Care, and we could not do what we do without those folks. We also rely on corporate sponsorships and friendships with people like the Dungy's Family of Autos. We're also a United Way agency. We receive some of our funding from the Bartlesville Regional United Way. And other foundations, corporations, businesses, some of our services are private pay, but for the majority of the work we do, we rely on donations from our friends. And that's why the Day of Giving, I think, is going to be so special. And this year, especially, making it fun and festive. And I got to say this, Jason, you'll have to come see, but we have a special mystery celebrity guest, and no, it is not Santa Claus, but I think people will just be excited by who they see here.
I'm eager to see who the mystery guest is. So it's your Day of Giving is next Thursday,
right?
At Elder Care, and it's going to be a drive-through from 11 to 1.
Yes.
Now and we want to make reservations today or tomorrow, so there's a box of food waiting for us.
That's right. And folks can get on our website, and that is real easy, abouteldercare.org, and look at the top for the Day of Giving tab. Click on that, and it takes you right to an explanation about what our Day of Giving is about. And then there's a form. Folks can make their lunch reservations or make a donation by credit card right there on our website. Or if they'd like to call and talk to us about it, they can call 918-336-8500. Or if they'd like to mail a donation, they can do that and just write Day of Giving on the memo on their check, and they can mail it to Elder Care at 1223 Swan Drive, Bartlesville, 74006.
So, Angie, I've got to tell you, I'm on a diet, and I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at my lunch next Thursday,
right,
which will be from Shorty's Grill, cranberry pecan chicken, cranberry pecan chicken salad, and bread.
Right.
Which I haven't seen a piece of bread in my house in a month. So I'm actually salivating over a lunch that I'm going to eat in a week.
Yeah. Well, you can look at it. You're going to have your fruit and your cranberries, and your soup is going to have your vegetables. So.
It's health food. I'm gonna put it down as Weight Watchers points for health food.
Why not? You can scrape it off the bread. But you know, I do want to give a shout out. I know you want to talk more about your Bronco, but listen, I want to give a shout out to our amazing sponsors, the Arvest Wealth Management. And DSR are two of our presenting sponsors, and then our friends at Green Country Village and the Comforting Hands Hospice. The ConocoPhillips, they are underwriting the cost of the food, which
makes fantastic.
I know. That means that all of the funds that we receive for the box lunches is an actual tax-deductible donation.
That is great.
And the Bartlesville Rotary Club, we just appreciate these folks so much.
Isn't it amazing what a giving town we live in? I mean, we are so lucky. So, one more time, next Thursday is the day of giving at Elder Care. You want to make a reservation by tomorrow. If you want a lunch, and you do want this lunch, and you'll just drive through over at Elder Care, and will there be an opportunity to take a quick pic with the mystery guest?
Absolutely. We're hoping folks will want to do a selfie and post it on their social media. And our community outreach person, Rachel, will be here taking photos and doing Facebook Live. Garrett from KWN is going to be here covering the story. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fun time.
Oh, I'm so excited. Angie, thank you for coming on this morning. Everybody, go to the Elder Care website, make your reservation for lunch for next Thursday, and let's make this day of giving huge.
Yeah. Big heart.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, Tom, let me, in the last couple of minutes we have, let me mention just a couple of things on the car front.
Sure.
If you have a vehicle that you are not driving, or you're just eager to part with, the oddest thing in the car business right now is the lack of inventory. And this is something that's happening with every dealer in the country. And we are paying top dollar for used vehicles, especially if they've been one owner lovingly cared for used vehicles. You get bonus points, but we are we're buying everything that comes on the lot. If you have a vehicle you want to trade, bring it down or call us at 918-333 something like that. 0900. Maybe visiting you a little later, Angie. Bring your vehicle to Dungis Ford or Dungis Toyota, and we'll help you give us an estimate of what your vehicle should trade for, and we will write you a check. If you bring the title, we'll write you a check right then and there.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah. Also, one thing to keep in mind, we've got a little bit more of that wet stuff coming down from the sky here over the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be a good time for you to get on Dungis Ford Online or DungisToyota.com and make an appointment or just drop in to get some new windshield wiper blades to make sure that your brakes are actually braking the car, and we'll do so in wet weather. And, you know, while you're at it, a tire rotation and an oil change is what your car is probably begging for right now.
Indeed. Indeed. And, of course, visit the websites, folks. They'll take you anywhere you want to go, right?
And they sure will. You can go to DungisChoice.com. It'll take you to all of our websites, or DungisFordOnline.com, DungisToyota.com. and DungisLincoln.net.
Well, that's going to about wrap it up for us today. And I want to thank you, Jason, and also Angie, for being with us today. Great great episode of Car Talk. And Elder Care Talk, too, at the same time.
Elder Car Talk.
Elder Car Talk. Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KW.